Good morning and welcome to Neocotti View. We have a fun event. It is the second annual of this fun event taking place in just a few weeks in the upper corner of Tillamook County. It's the second annual Trash and Show and Upcycle Party, and I've got some folks from Cardam, the Nehalem Bay Treasure, here to talk about that. Lorraine Ortiz, Mary Moran, and Kara Maiko, thanks for joining us. And I'm going to start with you, Lorraine. How does a recycling center get into these sorts of activities, these odd sorts of activities in the first place? I'm not quite sure I've ever found a recycling center that has trash and shows and disco parties and that sort of thing.
Well, you all remember the beloved Trash Bash, which went on for about 16 years at Cardam Recycling. It was probably the most unique event on the coast. What ended up occurring with that event is it took over the operations for way too long, and Cardam could not do its important duties for the community. So we had to move this event off-site, and we actually carved it up into three events. And these events are all fundraisers for Cardam. Recycling, as you know, is a very volatile business because of the commodities market. And Cardam does this work because we're trying to keep waste out of the landfill. So we do continue to recycle over 40 different items, and it ends up costing Cardam money. People sometimes think when they bring their loads of wine bottles to Cardam that Cardam's making money off of that material, and actually it costs Cardam to ship it. So we have to come up with creative ways to keep the bottom line funded so that Cardam can stay open year-round and be the service that we've all come to depend on. So the Trash Bash, as I said, is carved up into three different events now. The first one is the Trash Art Show, which kind of was the genesis of the Trash Bash back in the late 90s. That happened in July. That is now a partnership with the Hoffman Center. And then the second event, which just occurred, was the Cardam Live Treasures Auction. And that's a fantastic event where all the donations that come through the building are peeled off of the gold of the donations. And those are auctioned by professional auctioneer Paul Thompson. And now this event, which probably holds the flavor of the Trash Bash the most. Our poster gal for this event, our branded image, if your audience could see that, I'm showing it to you, Peter, is Fig Yanko, who is wearing her famous cocktail dress that's made out of foam packing material and bubble wrap. And I think we can all agree that if you could buy this off the rack, people would be buying it in droves, but you just can't. It's a unique, one-of-a-kind outfit. So this event serves to showcase creativity of what you can make apparel-wise out of things that appear to be discards. And we have combine the event into a runway show and then a Trash Bash-esque, very fun after-party called the Upcycle Party. And I have the two coordinators for each aspects of this event, Mary Moran, who's doing the runway show, and Kara Maiko, who is coordinating the Upcycle Party, which is coming up on October 13th.
And we will turn to Mary. So, Mary, how do you coordinate something that can include the description of the gown we just heard of? Where do you even begin to organize something that is as crazy as that?
Well, luckily, we have models who have done this in the past. So we had a base to work from, the people who used to model for the Trash Bash. It was great. We had those people, and then we've asked for more people. We put out calls for models. And once people do it, the trick is to get people to come out and do it the first time. Once they do it, they know how much fun it is, and they want to come back and do it again. So the majority of our models have been here, have done this now for several years, the old Trash Bash and now the new Trash and Show. That's the hard part, is to get people to realize that, yes, this is what you can do with trash. I had one young lady who will be in our show this year, and when I first talked to her about it, I think she was thinking we used eggshells and apple peelings or something like that. I told her, no. There's a lot of things that are trash. You just have to think a little bit. What I do is I'll go out to Cardam, and I'll walk through the store and make a list of all the things that I see in the store that day that would be good for costumes and outfits and so
on. For example?
For example, bubble wrap. Bubble wrap is a great thing. Bubble wrap, plastic sheeting, coins, little things that hook together, little bits of metal, all sorts of wire. There's goofy stuff, plastic things that you never would really think about. But then when you start looking at them, figure out what you can do with these things, where there's several websites that are trash fashion websites. And you can see what people in other places have done. And it's really amazing. I actually saw a dress one time that was water. It was plastic filled with water.
Oh,
and
wow.
As the model walked, the water sloshed out. It was so great. We won't be doing that at NCRD because I don't think they'd appreciate that.
Well, near the pool, maybe.
Yeah, near the pool, maybe. So, and then the next part is just to get everybody thinking about it. And once you start thinking, it's amazing. And even as you start making your outfits, probably most people end up doing something different than they thought they were going to do originally, because as you start working with various different textures and stuff, all of a sudden you notice, oh, I could do this. Well, maybe I should do this. And pretty soon you have this great costume.
Let me talk about it a little bit. Mary's being way too modest here. She is an incredible trashinista. Last year she made two pieces, one which she modeled herself and another was modeled by Paula Peek. Paula's evening gown, which was complete with a handbag, hairpiece, and this full-length evening gown, was made all from brown paper bags, and it is gorgeous. There's pictures of it online on cardam.org. And then Mary herself was modeling something made out of naga hide from a 50s cafe booth. Okay, I just had to get that in.
That's very cool. What came first with that one? Was it, I have this naga hide, let's see what I can do with it, or I would like to do something, and I think I need to find some material to do it?
It was sort of a little bit of both. The naga hide was something I saw at Cardam one day early in the summer. I thought, oh, I can do something with this. I don't know what, but I know I can do something with it. And the other part of it was a bag of old hair nets. Where they came from, I have no idea. But I thought, oh, hair nets, naga hide, surely I can do something with this.
Natural combination.
Of course.
The third of our trio this morning is Kara Maiko, who is in charge of the Upcycle Party. What's an Upcycle Party?
Well, first and foremost, it's a party. And the upcycle part of it is just taking things that would normally be discarded, and instead of just recycling them for their component parts and turning them into something new that takes a lot of energy, building something out of the actual object and turning it into something that is more than the original object. So if you take a water bottle and you turn it into a lamp, that's upcycling versus recycling, which is melting the plastic down. So the party is going to be great. There's going to be music and food and a lot of beer and wine. So, and we're going to hopefully have some tarot card readings, and we're going to have a separate space for chatting and a lounge area. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you're going to have a DJ there.
We are going to have a DJ, DJ Jeff James. He's a local DJ, and he is very excited to play in the space.
Going to play some old music and recycle it?
Yes. I'm not actually sure what he's going to play. I think he's going to pick something very special. So
we get to
he's
dance,
excited.
Kara?
We do get to dance. There's going to be a lot of dancing. The raffle winners are going to be chosen at 8:30, and the tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door.
With the upcycling, are we going to be able to see some of actual upcycled objects there?
Absolutely.
They'll be on display.
I'm going to be decorating the entire gym, and it's going to be all used materials, everything. It's the theme so far is fairy tales, so it's to give you an idea, there's going to be a lot of Christmas lights and a lot of unique lighting and lampshades and lots of fun things.
Our guest this morning on the Neocony View, three folks involved with the second annual Trash and Show and Upcycle Party. It's a benefit for Cardam that takes place October 12th at the NCRD Auditorium and Gym in Halem. Our guests, Lorraine Ortiz, Mary Moran, and Kara Maiko. What I really love in hearing you, all three of you, talk about this event is it's all to a specific point. And it's all about the idea of making material last, make it have a second life or even a third or a fourth life. And, if the three of you were politicians, I would have to say you're all great on message is when it comes to this. And it's a great message. That's really what Cardiff has been all about since its beginning.
It has, Peter. And this, I think what's coming on in our cultures internationally is this idea of benign design, where what anything that is created understands its beginning, its middle, and its end, and its next reentry point. And that's just where we have to go as a species. And so by modeling this in a creative way and playing around with it and giving people locally a way to participate in something that helps stimulate that idea, we're just, we become advocates of moving that message forward in a tangible way. So people have their hands on it. It's not just conceptual, but more and more as you read about benign design, it's going to be where we're going, whether it's your watch or your device, whatever it is, it's got to be designed with that beginning, middle, end, and then next life. And that's where it's headed. And yeah. We're very happy to be leaders in that and participating in the leadership.
Well,
of
I was
that.
Looking on your, the Cardiff website, which is just a fantastic website anyway, but, you've not that this is happening here, but the idea, I would never have thought of it or even thought to think about it if I hadn't been on your website. And that's the paper house in, I believe it's New Zealand.
Oh, it's a church.
Church. And you were talking about a paper, Mary, you're talking about a paper dress. Well, this is a paper house. And you go, well, that can't work. And then the designer who's Japanese is saying, well, actually, in an earthquake area, better to be in a paper house than in something traditional structure.
Isn't that brilliant? And it is so gorgeous, and it's luminescent because the inherent properties of paper has an ability to be translucent. So I would encourage your listeners to go to cardam.org and look in our re-inspiration page, and anything we find, like what Peter's talking about, we post there, and there's anything you can imagine there, from ways of people have landscaped to architecture to clothing to products to cars to just philosophy of recycling and upcycling. There's amazing things people are doing all over the world, and we're doing our own little amazing thing right here in our own little amazing place where we live.
Yeah. What do we do about stuff that we just, you know, throw away and or don't repair? I mean, look, the electronics, for example, we all have in our homes. We have all this hazardous waste, which isn't hazardous until we toss it in the landfill, and then it has consequences. You were speaking very optimistically about it, but at the same time, I see an awful lot of stuff around that just, I'm not going to repair that. I'll just buy a new one and throw the old one out. You're an optimist. Revive my sense of optimism.
Right. I get this sense you're wanting to hear this message for yourself, Peter. But
I do, yes.
Anything you hold in your hand, I don't care what it is, whether it's your device or your lamp or the packaging that you bought your food in or your microwave, your buying decisions is where it has to start. And if you can just elevate your awareness at that moment of purchasing, you're going to be participating in the evolution of this way of living. But right now, as far as your electronics and so forth, there's a whole myriad of businesses out there that will take these items and they'll dismantle them and they'll pull out the resources and they will upcycle those resources.
Because there are precious metals in there.
There are precious metals, and then the casings can be recycled, the hard plastic casings and so forth. But so rather than thinking you're going to throw it away, that's your first place to change your thought pattern is, I am going to recycle this, no matter what it is. So are you a composter? What are you doing with your kitty litter? What kind of food choices are you making? What is the packaging that it's in? You're aware of the symbol on the package. You know that it's recyclable. So that's where it has to start at the consumer level.
Mary, for you, when did it hit you that you personally that what we've been talking about is important, and that you know, all of us come to this this issue later in life, or not at all, or early? Where's your path?
Well, regarding recycling, I lived in Alaska for many years, and recycling in Alaska is a hard thing to do because it's hard to transport all the recycled materials back to the lower 48 to be recycled. So it just tends to not happen. And that always bothered me. You know, why do everything just has to go to the dump? You know, this isn't right. And so I was more aware of that from a long time ago. And then when I moved to this area, oh, this was like heaven. You can recycle everything here. It just felt so good to not put something in a trash can. I'm down to my actual trash is a small bag every week. That's it. I don't have a trash can full of stuff because it all gets recycled.
And same question to you, Kara. How did you gain recycle enlightenment?
Well, I suppose it's a matter of necessity. I generate a lot of refuse, and I can't necessarily afford to throw it all away. So a lot of it saves a lot of money to recycle at Cardam, which I probably should donate more of the amount that I actually recycle, knowing that you lose money doing that. But also, I garden a lot, so composting is really good. It's just an easy way to get rid of things that you don't want to necessarily throw in the trash, but they can go in your yard. And also, I really like making things, so I like taking things apart and putting them back together in different ways. I've always liked making art and different kinds of sculptures, so it just all kind of came together, and Cardam's awesome and very inspirational, so it's just a natural progression, I guess.
So since all three of you are, as I say, on message on the subject of recycling, take us kind of behind the scenes before this trash and show upcycle party. What was the kind of, in the room or over cups of coffee, what do we do this year? How do we do this? What's the focus? How do we even think about doing a trash and show in the first place?
Well, as I said, it evolved out of our beloved Trash Bash having to go away for practical reasons. And I just want to underscore that was our community was grief-stricken when that happened, because it had become a beloved annual anticipated event, and it was 16 years old. You know, it had a life of its own. So the back of the room was, oh my gosh, we can't do this anymore. We just can't do this anymore. What are we going to do? So carving it up into three events sounded that last year was when we tried it on, and it seemed to work, and it is evolving into its own trio of events, and it may morph into something else. The trio may become a duo, or it may become a solo. But I have to say that this particular event, the Trash and Show, holds the flavor and the spirit of Trash Bash like none of the other two. And so for the community to rally around this event is very important for us. So we're really going to keep our eye on it this year to make sure that people do love it, that they are bonding with this event, because it's important. We need a way for our community to celebrate this ethic that we all live, and to do it in such a playful, visual, creative, dynamic, just wild way it's appropriate for this setting. So the back of the room is always some people are chewing on their nails, like, oh my gosh, how are we going to pull this off again this year? And others, like the brave Mary Moran and Kara Maiko here, are, you know, charging forward to make this happen, to make it a creative, fantastic, and unique experience for our community. And we want people to know that we are only selling 180 tickets to this. So it's important that people buy their tickets in advance. And I should probably tell people where they can do that. They're on sale now at the Cardam Cashier. And if you have not been to the Refinery yet, which is Cardam's...
I was going to ask you about Refinery, but go ahead.
Okay. Have you been there, Peter?
I have.
And what do you think?
I love it. Just when I think Cardam can't do anything a little bit better, you go ahead and you do it better.
Oh, see. We did not pay him to say that.
No,
but
no.
So Peter's on message, too, and that's because he lives here and he owns the Ethic as well. But the tickets are on sale at the Refinery, and then we also have ticket outlets at Creative Fabrics in Wheeler, Manzanita News in Manzanita, T-Spot in Manzanita, Wisteria Chic in Manzanita, and the Beehive, New Beehive in Nehalem. Tickets, like Kara said, are $20 in advance or $25 at the door. We don't expect any to be available at the door, so we encourage people to buy them up front. And that $20 ticket gets you an evening of entertainment and fun like you will have nowhere else. It's the Runway Show, which is an hour show. Mary can talk about how many models. And then upstairs after the show, you get unlimited food and drink. We're going to have a souvenir photo booth, which Kara can talk about, the DJ, dance music, and then our raffle, the Eco Raffle.
Yeah, Mary, you're putting on a runway show. I mean, that in and of itself would consume a lot of people's time, and that you could just end after the runway show and call it an evening, which of course we're not doing. But how many? Yes, as Lorraine asked the questions for me, how many models are you going to have, and what are we? I know you've described some of what we're going to see, but how do you organize something like that?
It's scary. We expect to have about 25 models, a couple more than we had last year. We, when we started this version of the runway show last year, we didn't know. We really did not know how we were going to do it. We'd never done this before. We just thought, okay, let's give it a try. So we made a stage, we put a runway in, we just sort of built all these things and said, okay, now we'll call in the models. We'll have a little, we'll do a little tryout in the afternoon and see how that works. And we did a little rehearsal. And during this rehearsal, we really did not know 2 hours later exactly what we were going to be doing. But with the help of all the models, we said, okay, how about we try this? Yeah, that works. Let's try this. Here's another suggestion. And pretty soon we had it figured out. Everybody knew what they wanted to do, which was great. And, you know, we managed to put the show together. Everybody came with their costumes. We did the show. Even down to the last minute, down to the very last part of the show, we did not know exactly how we were going to do it, because it depended. We had to have models go outside and come in another door, and it depended upon whether it was raining or not raining. And so I got near the time and said, okay, do you want to go outside or not? And everybody said, yes, we want to go outside. So we did. We came back through, and it was wonderful. And then we have our wonderful narrator, Ina. Tonyas, I forgot her last name for a moment there. Ina is our fashionista, announcer, narrator extraordinaire. She has been doing this now for several years. She will be up there describing everybody's outfits, doing a commentary. It's great. It works well. We'll have music. We'll have commentary. We'll have models out there showing off their outfits, doing wonderful things, twirling about, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. You know, we're doing a runway show, but it's a fun runway show.
And then, Kara, it's a party. It's a party for 180 people.
I know. I'm very nervous. Yes, so you're welcome to buy tickets and to the runway show, and please stay for the party, and please bring something fabulous to wear, either recycled or upcycled or anything that you think is awesome. And the theme is a fairy tale, so it can really be anything. That's a pretty broad genre. I wanted to keep it kind of open, but give something for people to work off of. So
it's a participatory party.
It is a participatory party. There's going to be a photo booth where you can document your wonderful outfits. We're going to have workshops where we can make the outfits. Those will be coming up, and Mary will be able to talk about those. And yes, a lot of food and wine and beer. And beer from Bill's Tavern, so it's going to be very good beer.
So if people do as you suggest, this could get still bigger next year, because if the more people get into it and learn and figure out their own creative intentions. You know, you've got 25 people this year. Maybe it'll be 30, 35, 50 next year. I'm scaring you. I'm sorry about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lorraine, well, we talked earlier about the Refinery store. How far is Cardam into the Refinery? When did it first open up?
Amazingly, it opened on May 23rd, so it hasn't even been 6 months yet.
And it's going well?
It's going fantastically. What's occurring there is it's encouraging shoppers that we've never had before just because of the impressive creative displays. The merchandise is better. I think donors who are giving things to Cardam as their clean, reusable donations are now seeing their items merchandised more with a little bit more flair and charm. So they're kind of proud of that too. And I think people are seeing the things for sale in a new way simply because of the way they're displayed. The lighting's better, and it's just an inspiring place to come and shop. And I was also going to say, Peter, we will know we've hit critical mass on this trash and show when we see you on stage.
Oh, dear.
In an outfit.
Oh, dear.
Because you don't have to make your own outfit, right, Mary?
No, we actually have several people who, for one reason or another, aren't able to model, but they are creative people in the community, and they are willing to help someone put together a costume, sew a costume, whatever it takes. In fact, on that very subject, on Saturday the 28th and following Saturday the 5th of October, we're going to have Doris Bash at Creative Fabrics in Wheeler will have her store open, her back room and her store, for those who are needing some sewing machines or some problem solving or some inspiration. And believe me, Doris is fantastic. Her costumes are wonderful, and we know what she can do. So any help that anyone might need, you can come to her. Or we also have a few other people who are willing to help out and do some sewing, designing, whatever, for somebody who might not be able to do that but wants to be in the show.
So there's a lot of community involvement in this.
There is a lot of community involvement, and that's the best part. We have, even in the show, we have people who are ticket takers, people who do various things throughout the show. These are the same people who did it last year. They had so much fun doing it last year that they signed up to do it again this year. So we're looking forward to a really good show. We have opening music from Tsunami Drummers, I believe, again, which was great. We'll have our models. We'll have commentary. We'll have music. We'll have our grand finale through the building, which everybody seemed to love last year. So we'll definitely be doing that again. And this year we have models from, let's see, Tacoma, Seattle, Portland, Tillamook, and in our own area here. So the word is getting out, and people are saying, yes, I want to be in your show.
Wow. Well, this very exciting event is October 12th, 7 to 10 p.m. at the NCRD Auditorium Gymnasium in Nehalem. It is the second annual Trash and Show and Upcycle Party. Tickets available around the area in the northern part of Tillamook County. And best thing to do is to go to the Cardam website, which is cartm.org. And a great pleasure to have Lorraine Ortiz, Mary Moran, and Caramico with us to talk about the show. Best luck. You might even get me up there to do something.
We heard that.
I said might. Thanks for joining us this morning for Neocon View.